Well, happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Wonderful to be with you this morning. I am so happy to have walked this long journey through Lent with you. We have followed in the footsteps of Jesus to the cross on Good Friday, and now we have arrived at this joyful day of Easter, and the joy is here. It just feels like it's flowing over us like cool water in a dry desert, and I am so glad. So, there is a wonderful poem by Wendell Berry that I want to just mention. I will not read the whole poem. It's very long. It's called Manifesto, the Mad Farmer Liberation Front. And in it, he offers us a unique challenge as he's meditating on these readings for Easter, like we just read. And this is what he writes. So friends, every day, do something that won't compute. Love the Lord, love the world, work for nothing, take all that you have and be poor. Love someone who does not deserve it. Practice resurrection. And I love that invitation. Practice resurrection. We often think about this wonderful day and the story of Easter and Jesus' resurrection, but really, this is an invitation to us as well, to practice resurrection. And oh, how we need to practice resurrection in this world of ours, in a world that practices crucifixion daily and seems to know so little of what it means to practice resurrection. Now, I absolutely believe, I know in faith that God raised Jesus from the dead and that this changed the world forever. In fact, we're all impacted by it. If you think about the fact that the calendar, based on the Gregorian calendar, marks all of time based on Jesus and this incredible event, right? B.C., before Christ, everything that came before, sometimes called B.C.E., before Common Era, and then A.D., everything that came after, Anno Domini, which means Year of Our Lord, or sometimes called C.E. Now, either way, there was this massive shift that we look at the world as the world, that the world truly was never the same after Jesus. And so our lives are never the same once we meet Jesus. Practice resurrection, not crucifixion. And yet we humans, we so frequently crucify one another in our words, in our slights, our judgments, our accusations, our negligences, our hatreds, and of course, most obviously, in our violence. Sometimes we even practice crucifixion on ourselves without mercy. But what if we, the Easter people, we who follow the risen Lord, practiced resurrection instead? What if we really fully embraced the meaning of Easter, the story that reminds us time and time again that new life is always possible with God's help, even in the face of death? What if we practiced resurrection by loving the unlovable? You know who they are, the ones that are hard for you to love. What if we practiced resurrection by actually forgiving our enemies? What if we practiced resurrection by speaking up for those without a voice? What if we practiced resurrection by doing what Jesus did? Speaking truth to power, healing the sick, and lifting up the lowly. To practice means to take action, just as those first women did, who arrived at that empty tomb on Easter morning and found, much to their shock, that the dead Jesus they were looking for wasn't there. He was alive, he was risen, and they were commissioned by this pair of angels to go. You notice it's always the women who are the first who would go and preach the good news of resurrection. Of course, the disciples didn't believe them, but that's another story. Some things never change. Anyway, practicing resurrection doesn't need to be a huge act. It can be a simple and a small one, one that can become life-changing. Sometimes just the smallest change or shift towards the life and love of God that is being called out to us makes all the difference. And that is what happens when we practice resurrection. What if we practice resurrection by, instead of running away when someone upsets us or angers us, we reached out and engaged them in a conversation in search of reconciliation, to restore, to resurrect that relationship? You know, just call them or text them or find them on social media. Say, let's talk. Let's clear the air. And then actually really forgive them or ask them to forgive you. Now, to this day, I deeply appreciate a particular parishioner that I had at my former parish in Ohio. And believe it or not, this sometimes happens. Something I said in the sermon really offended him. He was so offended by what I said, and I don't even remember what it was. Whatever it was, he was so angry, he like got up and walked out in protest. And I could tell by the way he was leaving, he was mad. Now, he could have left the church over this. He could have just started complaining about me to others, and grousing and griping. But instead, he chose to pick up the phone and call me and ask me if we could just talk about things over lunch, his treat. Now, this parishioner happened to be a congressman at that time. And so I was a little nervous of what this conversation was going to be. But we ate, and over lunch, he explained his frustration with me. And we talked about it. We didn't agree completely, but we found a way to be reconciled. And over time, we developed a friendship. And in fact, he became one of my biggest fans at the church. We did not agree on a lot of things. But when he ran for governor, he asked me to pray for him. And he was elected as governor. And he is still one of my friends. And I had to thank him for practicing resurrection by just picking up the phone and calling me those years ago. It is something we can all do. What if we practice resurrection by not giving in to the mindset of fear and scarcity and live out of abundance and faith and generosity? We, I think, can be very creative in finding ways to give what we have, even if we don't have a lot, right? Just as Jesus invites us to. Sometimes in life, you know, you see something that changes your perspective. And some video came across my path on social media a few years ago, and it was one of those videos that just made a shift in me. It was a video of a social experiment that was being conducted, and I don't remember all the details, but it featured a young boy who looked maybe 12 years old. And they had him standing outside in New York City in 5-degree weather, holding a sign that said, "Help." He didn't have a coat on. It was very cold. They were just seeing, how will people respond? Now, it's awful to watch it, because as you go through the video, you see literally hundreds of people just walk right by this boy. Just don't even talk to him, stop, nothing. All these passerbyers. In fact, they end up filming for an hour of this. And it's so bad that they think, well, we thought, you know, somebody would have stopped quickly to get this guy a coat, but they're not. So they were about ready to stop the experiment and pull the boy aside. And it was just heart-wrenching. And you ask, what would I have done? What would I have done? But right as they were about to stop the experiment, a man finally walks up to the boy, a man who is homeless, very clearly, and has almost nothing. And he begins to talk to the boy, and then in the video, you see him take off his one coat and put it on the boy. That video, of course, one of those that went viral, you know, it inspired so many people to think about what we have, to recognize that we can live with generosity. We can live with faith no matter who we are or what we have. We can practice resurrection. So today we celebrate, we proclaim this good news of Easter, that God has conquered evil and death in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The stone has been rolled away. That tomb is empty, and new life is bursting forth. We are invited to raise our hearts in joy and thanksgiving to God, to let Easter actually change us, to practice resurrection in the big ways and the small ways. Because, hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.